News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, as we've been discussing this morning, the number of learner drivers who fail to show up to their driving test is now above 3,000 already this year, according to figures from the Road Safety Authority. Sean Canny, Minister of State for Transport, your reaction to these figures?
Well, I would say that it is very difficult for the testers when they find people don't show up. Last year, in total, for the year 2024, we had 8,000 no-shows. We are very conscious that this is damaging or hindering the overall efficiency of our driving test process. So we will be bringing in measures. We have them ready to bring in. But at the moment, what the RSA are doing is that they have a plan in place to, first of all, reduce the waiting times. And that plan is going well so far. In April, it was a 27-week average waiting time. On the 14th of June, it was an 18-week. And the target is to get that down to 10 weeks in September. And I just want to compliment the testers and the staff for all the work they've done over the last 2 months to make sure that extended testing times, evenings, weekends and bank holidays were put in place to help reduce that.
OK, do we know why people aren't turning up? Are they gaming the system? Is it because they need to apply for a test in order to get a third provisional driver's licence? They get that once they've applied for the test and then just don't show up. Is that the reason, do we think?
Well, partly that is the reason. And the other part is that, you know, for sickness or somebody just can't make it on the day for family reasons or whatever, there are reasons why people don't show up. And yeah. What I would do...
Why aren't they ringing to say they can't show up, I suppose?
That's exactly what I was going to say. I'm pleading with people who cannot show up for their test, would you please ring into the test centre or send them an email so that somebody else can take that slot that is available. Because what it means is the tester is waiting there, nothing is happening, and we end up in a situation where we're not getting as many tests done in the day. Yes, you are right. Basically, some people are using the system that is there at the moment, and that system is going to change. We're ready to change it, but what we want to do is get the service level agreement targets down to 10 weeks average waiting, and at that stage we will bring in a system whereby if you have applied three times for a test just to get your permit extended, well, at that stage you will have to also undergo a test before you will be allowed that next permit.
The Star is reporting today that there's a memo going to be brought to Cabinet in relation to this shortly. Do we have a date for that?
What I'm doing is I'm just very conscientious that we have to give the testers time to grapple with the waiting times first. We have additional testers, permanent testers in place, and in July we will have another cohort of new testers coming on stream. So by September we will have a full complement of 200 testers, up from 137 last year. My plan and that of the RSA is then to look at how we can actually eliminate the waiting times and the wastage and the inefficiencies because of that arise. And that's the plan at the moment. I can't give a definitive date because if I was to make a move now to change the regulation, it would put additional pressure on at a time when there's pressure to try and reduce the waiting times. We have a plan and the RSA are working to that and they're reporting back to me every 2 weeks on progress. And I'm happy that progress to date is going in the right direction.
Minister,
we need to keep that going over the next month.
Minister for State for Transport, Sean Canny, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.